KI4DOS calling CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin a roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag Chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the Rag Chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go into the Rag Chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go see if there's anybody on Echo Link. Say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching the Olympics, I think. And then we've got W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus. And Gus is coming to us from Nova Scotia tonight. And KC4HAN, that's Mr. Chandler over in Easley. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's down in Piedmont. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, and he's up in Duluth, Minnesota this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. The Echo Link station is listed right now, so we'll go over to the alphabet and the RF check-ins and the Mike Drew Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Uniform Kilo, Cecil and Wanda. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4 call in Longdale. Give me the rest of your call and your name again, sir. It was my fault, not yours. I had my radio turned down a little bit, and I just couldn't quite pull you out, so I need to turn my volume up. Give me your name and rest of your call.
No problem. Kilo Quebec 4, Papaya Uniform Kilo, Cecil in Longdale.
Got you there, young man. Do appreciate it. Sorry I had so much problems, but we got you in the log. This KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening. KK4ONO. That's Miss Marina and her husband Rick. KK4DMW and their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. Rick and Michelle are down. Rick and Michelle. Lorena and Rick are in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Boy, I'm getting all confused tonight. Don't know what's happening. But anyway, we appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Tell Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Sounding good as always. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. And K4RXI, that's Mr. Dale down there in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And KQ4PUK, that's Mr. Cecil up there in Longdale. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Cecil. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Tango S, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Grable. Evening, Gary. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight.
4, DOS. Sir Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Gall. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, and 4 RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD, I live in Berea. With no traffic, no round table.
4 POS. 10 Kilo Kilo 4. Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Chopin. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Mike. That's KQ4 SYM. This is Kurt from Greer. Good evening to everyone. 73s to all. And I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's Mother, Brother by Different Mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N4RLF, that's Mr. Roger. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. And KF4RVH, that's Mr. JD, he's over there in Berea. JD, hadn't heard you in a while, hope you are doing well. Good to hear you back on the air there, young man. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And then we've got KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Good signal as always there, Mr. Bill from Cowpens. Do appreciate you being with us, hope you're doing well. and KQ4SYM. That's Mr. Kurt, and he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Link station up. Echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. No traffic, no rag you. And do be sure and tell my George we say hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Yes, Mr. Stephen. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope she is doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Y'all take care. Have a great week. What's left of it. Going back over to the RF section now and looking for stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Everyone, please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda up in Asheville.
DOS. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're up here in Southern Greenville County. Being negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
TOS. Jan from Traveler's Rest, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. Greetings to everybody, and I'll be negative and negative.
Old Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4BLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia.
DOS. Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4. Shane, home in Cleveland tonight, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS, please check in November 4, Victor, Uniform Tango, that's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4UBD, that's Miss Jan up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Jan. Hope you are doing well. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie over in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Hope you and your family are doing well. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic, and Miss Joy had a good day.
4DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Zebra 4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Maybe one of these days I'll get my system working again. Ever since I put a ceiling fan in, my radio doesn't work.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Master Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And Jim, I don't know what to tell you about that. I put in a whole bunch of ceiling fans, but I don't have one in here in the ham shack. But I've never had a problem with them before, so I don't know, wouldn't know where to start. But I guess we start at the beginning and go to the end, you know, and go from there. But I hope you get that straightened out there, young man. And sorry you're having problems with it. Going back to the RF section now, looking for check-ins in the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima, Group I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
OS. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Jerry. Thank you for calling the net for us. And I hope you and Joy are doing real good. No traffic, no comments. It's a pleasure.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Echo, KK4LEE. I'm in Gray Court. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
On the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Say good evening to KK4LEE down in Great Court. Could I get your name, sir?
Sorry, I forgot that. It's R. Lee, Romeo Lima Echo Echo.
I appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well there, young man. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Got a different net controller here, and I'm sure they would love to get you in their log. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, and hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in KQ4KTU. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. This is Scott in Hendersonville. Thank you for calling the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4KTU. That's Mr. Scott over up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott. Hope you are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, it's WW4JET, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. Good evening. Thanks for calling the net tonight. No traffic.
4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And Matthew, you made number 50 on my live tonight, so you won the door prize there, young man. And door prize are bragging rights for a week, so I hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name is David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like saying good evening to WB4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Calls normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, but thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is WB4ZPH, David. Gary, you have MFJ1788 loop antenna looking for on the swap net for me. You can pull that off of your list if you would please. Thank you for holding it on there for me as long as you have.
Well, I Did you ever find one?
I'm looking at it right now. So thanks again, WB4ZPH.
I was glad that you were able to find that. And I hope you get it up and get it working. And we will look forward to listening to it on the air one of these days soon. Anything else they would like to add or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. As HF transceiver, he has the microphone, the manual, the box, the power cord, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. The fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each or $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's an MFJ-986. That's an IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. He says it's 22 to 25 amp power supply, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp 240 volt power supply. He says it's brand new, it's never been used, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KC4SKD, Larry. G4AHS, Rhonda. Easily, no traffic. I'll be here for Rack 2, Gary. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Control, check in. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all, both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And I'd also like to say good evening to KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well. It's KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. It's a HF amplifier. It's got some 572B tubes in it, and they are still working. And it also has a new set of 572Bs that it comes with it, so you'll have two sets of tubes, and he would like $2,000 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? It is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL922A. That's a 1kW amplifier. It's wired for 110 volts right now. It does have the 10-meter kit in it that's been installed in it, and the front panel shows it. It comes with the operating manual, the service manual, and the interface cable for Kenwood radio. And he would like $1,400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Light them up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an MFJ 1704. That's a tennis switch. He would like $40 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's an HF Signals Antonio SWR meter and more. He would like $40 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's an MFJ 989C manual antenna tuner. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's an MFJ 267. That's a dummy load watt meter. It's been recently calibrated and is very accurate, and he would like $139 for it, or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP2000 speaker. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the swap netbook tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811 for $600. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap netbook, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap netbook. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight. And so we'll be able to go from there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to write you? Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. Be negative and negative. You guys have a great night.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4IPB. Mr. Paul over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. Let's go see who's first on the reg to list. That would be Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ over there in Greer. Larry, you're sounding a little better. I hope you're feeling better there, young man.
KI4DOS. And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, this slapped me down pretty hard, but I'm crawling my way back. And some days are better than others, but today was a fine day. I began rather early. If I get any time outdoors at all, I've got to get up at 5 or 5:30, so I can be ready to take a walk or something, you know, just to stay out of the heat mostly, and get a few things done outside. If all I do is just pick a few weeds out of the lawn, I feel like I've done something, you know. But I wanted to come in here tonight to simply say that I appreciate your handling this swap net and recording the net for us every Wednesday for as far as I can remember. As far back as I can remember, I've been a ham for a dozen years or more. And every Wednesday night, it's, you know, I don't know if you, when you were a kid, if you listened to radio programs. I did. And if it was a one night a week thing, like, you know, same as this is, I found myself looking forward to it. Same thing here. I'm looking forward to Wednesdays when I can participate, and where I can hear a lot of folks that I'm acquainted with. And the SwapNet is a little bit of a diversion for me, but it's just plain old entertaining, you know. Don't know if you ever looked at the service you provide to us as entertainment, but to some degree it is. Anyhow, I think you taught me to say that on occasion when it was appropriate that my tired is showing. Well, it's showing quicker these days than it has been in the past. So I'm going to turn it over to you with my great thanks for being here and bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
Say thank you for being so faithful and being here just about every night. There's very few nights that you've missed, and even being sick the way you are right now, you are still here and participating, and we do appreciate it as NET controllers. I started calling the NET in... Oh, gosh, I don't remember what month. I'll have to go back and find my first net log. I've got it here in the ham shack with me somewhere. I think it's in one of the filing cabinets. But I've been calling it since 2004, so right about 20 years, Larry. But been part of this for a long time, you know. If you want to start calling in on Wednesdays and do the swap net, I'd be happy to step down and let you have it for a while.
I'll put it this way. If I thought I could do it half as good as you, I would be seriously deranged and mistaken. Not even half as good. So, even more, I thank you for bringing what you can, what you do, on a weekly basis. And here lately, of course, with the need for more net controls to fill empty slots, well, we're going to call the net every night. I know this about you guys. And so it's doubling and tripling up during a week just to get through. I've called the net before, and I think it was a lot of fun, and taught me something that I don't know that I've mentioned this, but over the past 10 years or so, I've kept a log. Now, that's a place where, you know, a few things you can anticipate will be recorded. But it's also been a place where I, in the margins, I can, and I do this paper and pencil, I can write notes that I've gone back to many times. And only a few times have I, you know, like flip through and like look for stuff that stands out. Anyway, that's what a log does for me. It's kind of a reflection of where I've been and how long I've been doing it. I'm just about ready to fill up one book. It just starts out as lined pages, and I rule it off and title it with my call sign and Donna's call sign and put the date down there, of course. What day of the week it is, that's kind of important. And then who called the net and how many check-ins there were. From time to time, that all becomes kind of interesting. You know, you'll see some weeks that are really light, and you wonder why. Sometimes I'll put a comment in there about what I think was the reason for few check-ins. Maybe it was a holiday or something like that. Anyhow, I thank you for your offer, but I'm not the candidate. Maybe it isn't necessary to imagine. Now, I'm talking about others who might consider it. Not necessary to imagine that you do a better job. No. That takes, 20 years of of improvement. But it's more than that. It's some folks just have a talent to hang on to a microphone, and they have the gift of gab. And then another thing, you've heard me say this many times, but I'll just have to say it again, that when Donna first heard you call the net, she said to me, off the mic, of course, but she said to me, you know, that's a real gentleman there. And I had to agree. It's a nice attribute to have, but it's also, I think, necessary that you hear that from time to time. Just to make sure that there are those of us out here aware how fortunate we are that a real gentleman wants to come in and carry this burden for 20 years. Many thanks, Gary. KK4JBQ. My tire is showing now, and I'll let you have it back. KK4JBQ, 73, Gary.
Well, again, I do appreciate it, all the compliments, and I enjoy calling the net, I really do. And, Don Wallace, KG4PFI, came to me, and he said a long time ago, and said, would you think about calling the net on Wednesday nights? And I said, yeah, I'll try it. And so I went down to his house, or he came up to mine. I don't remember which way it went. Maybe he does. Anyway, we got the swap net book swapped over, and I started calling it and been here ever since. I guess I'm like a piece of old furniture, you know. I'm wore out, but I'm still here. And you're talking about going outside and picking up a few weeds or whatever. Just remember what Mr. Ray, K4SUG, used to say. Stay active. You know, don't sit down and do nothing. You know, get up and go out and do a little bit. If you don't do anything but pick up some sticks and walk around the yard for a little bit, stay active. Because the more active you stay, the you know, it just seems like the better off you are. And I think that was some good advice from a gentleman that was, oh gosh, he was like a brother to me, and I miss him every day. But anyway, yeah, he is missed, and he did pass along quite a number of tidbits of good information. He was a wealth of knowledge, and he didn't mind sharing, which was a good thing. But Larry, do appreciate you. I hope you continue to improve, get feeling better real soon. And tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'd like to get together and see y'all again here one of these days soon. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stump is my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, over here in Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to today there, young man?
KF4DOS in the net. KC4SKD. Well, I hate to hear that Larry's been sick, but glad to hear he's getting better. I don't know what happened, but the sickest I've ever been is when I had viral meningitis. I remember in December 2012, and they tell me that could have took me out. But anyway, that was the worst 4 days of my life. But I'm glad Larry's getting better. But anyway, what we did, we came home and did some housework. And I wanted to cut grass. But I got home, and I knew it was kind of hot. And I looked at the thermometer, and it was like 107 with a heat index of 117, and I thought, that's a little bit too hot to be running a push mower.
Well, if your thermometer was accurate or not, but I would agree with that. That's a little bit too warm to be running a push mower. I did get out, what did I do that, yesterday? Yeah, I got out yesterday and ran over our yard with the lawnmower. And, you know, even though we've had a little bit of rain, we haven't had a whole lot in Easley, but we had a little bit. But it was so dusty. And look, yeah, you remember the old Peanuts cartoon, you know, where Pigpen, oh, he was shuffling along and he always had a cloud of dust around him. That's what I looked like all over the backyard.
I know what you're talking about there on the Peanuts cartoon, but yeah, our grass is looking pretty shaggy. It needs cut bad, but I thought, no, that's too hot to even get out the electric weed eater and run in. So we did some housework. I did take Monday off and went bike riding. One of my cousins, we rode the Doodle Trail to Pickens and back, and I hadn't done that in a long time. Rode over 20 miles, and tell you what, I could sure tell it too. My legs were a little sore from that.
Not that at all. If I get on a bicycle, I may be able to ride 20 miles, but I'd pay for it tomorrow.
I do have a stand in the garage that I ride every once in a while, not like I should, but I've got the TV in there and air conditioning so I can get some exercise, watch TV while I ride. That does help a good bit. And on the subject of the car, engine-wise, it's doing great. I came home Friday. Friday was my half day, and ran a bunch of errands in it. Man, it runs good, no leaks. But I got home and looked under there with a flashlight, and lo and behold, the right front ball joint is bad on the suspension. The boot split, and grease coming out everywhere.
The engine part is fine. You know, the ball joints and stuff like that, you know. There's a lot of folks that don't ever grease the ball joints and things in their automobiles. I do. I go under there every so often and grease mine and make sure they're in good working order. But a ball joint can do a lot of different things. It can, not only mess up your steering and wear out your tires and all that. It can come loose if it got too dry, you know, and come apart, and boy, you'd be in a world of hurt if that thing fell apart on you riding down the road. But I'm glad you found it when you did. That's always a plus, you know. You can fix it now or fix it later. You know, I'd rather, if I find something small like that, I go ahead and get it taken care of, and then I don't have to worry about it. But you don't want something small to turn into something big.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. You do maintenance so that hopefully you don't have to do repairs. But I've got new ones. They've come in. I just got to go get them, and hopefully Saturday morning I can get that taken care of. I got to go to auto parts stores. Has tools you can... Essentially, you buy the tool and then you use it to fix your car, and then you take the tool back to give you money back. So that's the plan anyway, Saturday morning. But yeah, I sure am glad I found that. These have grease fittings on them, but I went ahead and bought for the front, left, and right. I'm going to replace them both at the same time.
For that, I'm the same way. If one side goes out, the other side's just as old, you know, and even though it may not seem to be anything wrong with it, I go ahead and replace it. I've got a lot of folks that fuss at me or have fussed at me in the past. Yeah, if I have a headlight go out, I go ahead and replace both of them because the bulbs are the same age, you know, and unless there's something obvious, you know, a rock broke it or something of that nature. But still, I try to replace the things in pairs. You wouldn't normally just put one tire on, and if you have a flat and you put your spare on, that's one thing. But you wouldn't go to the store and buy one front tire. You know, you'd buy two. Or at least I would. You keep them kind of matched up a little bit, and that's my thinking and, along those lines. But the ball joints and things like that. Like I said, the other side is just as old as that side was when the rubber boot busted, and it may look fine now, but 2 days from now, that other side may crack, and if you don't go ahead and and take the time to do it all at one time, then you got to stop and do it all over again. So it seems to me you might be saving a little bit of time as well as money.
And like my dad says, it's a lot easier to fix here in the garage than it is working out somewhere on the side of the highway. Of course, you know, on the side of the highway, I just pick up that phone called tow truck. I'm not, unless it's changing the tire or something, I'm not going to do too much one on the side of the highway.
I do. If I can get it to the house, I'll do that. But if push comes to shove, you know, I mean, sometimes you may get stranded out and you might have to do a little bit of work on one on the side of the road, but I try my best not to. Because normally, you know, even though I carry tools in the truck with me and I got a few spare parts, you know, I mean, I keep an extra serpentine belt in there and stuff like that. Should something happen, I can replace that, or if a hose bust, I can patch it up enough to get me to where I'm going, depending on what kind of hose it is and how much fluid it leaks out. But, you know, I don't like to work on one on the side of the road either.
Well, remember, as a kid, we used to go to Florida because grandmother moved there, and aunt and uncle was there one time. Aunt and uncle had a big old Dodge station wagon. This thing was massive. You could pull a 36-foot camper with it. Well, we had a flat tire one time and ended up on top of a big fire ant hill. That was kind of interesting, trying to change the tire and all the fire ants. I'll let you go, Gary. Maybe we'll get some more check-ins. Good talking to you. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And y'all take it easy. Have a good evening. KI4DOS, KC4SKD.
Well, thanks for talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. Hated about your ball joints, but I'm glad the engine part of your car is working the way it's supposed to. You took a while to get it done, but you did everything the way you wanted it done, and you know, you went above and beyond, and so now you don't have to worry about it for a good long while. But you and Miss Rhonda have a great evening, what's left of it. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Running late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments other than to wish you and Miss Joy a good night and everyone on the net. 73.
Again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. My name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. I do have something I need to take off the list.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well. And what do we need to update on your SwapNet items there, young man?
If you would, remove the two five-element Yagis.
And we will take care of that. Do appreciate you letting me know about it. And I hope you are doing well up there in Mill Springs.
So I appreciate it. Thanks for taking care of that for me, Gary. W4CWF, I'll be listening.
Take care. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. No more rag tours listed. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Going about round it out this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. I'll submit my net report and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 58 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.